The NAACP wrapped up its 92nd annual convention last night in Louisiana. The nation's oldest civil rights group urged election reform, announced probable legal action against paint manufacturers, and proposed that blacks observe a nationwide boycott of the Adams Mark hotels. Shannon Reeves is president of the Oakland, California chapter of the NAACP. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did the NAACP accomplish what it set out to do this week?
Well, I think we had a chance to focus on a variety of issues. And myself, coming from Oakland, California, we were pretty much focused on building our infrastructure and our organization and diversifying the work of the NAACP beyond civil rights and to deal with, you know, black-on-black crime and other issues like that. And I think we accomplished a goal in that regard.
What would you say is the number one problem facing black Americans?
I think we have to focus on apathy in our community. You can't fight discrimination if you're not organized. And discrimination is still alive and well in America. However, I think that in the African American community now, we have got to focus on those things that we're doing to ourselves. The homicide rate for black males versus black males is totally out of control. AIDS, HIV in our communities. We have a lot of issues that we can focus on that really focus around personal responsibility. What are some things that we can do in the black community for ourselves without focusing on the government and without focusing on racism? Are there some things in our community that we can focus on and be conscious of? And I think that's where the future of the NAACP has to go. Just as any business has to diversify and change with the times, I think we have to go through that type of a change and a retooling of our efforts at the NAACP as well.
How do you overcome apathy, and how in particular do you energize young blacks?
I think young blacks want to see leadership. Young blacks want to see leaders who will stand up for those things right. And I think people also in our community want to see leaders who will challenge the black community to be disciplined within itself. You know, where I live in Oakland, California, where we had a black mayor, a black police chief, black fire chief, we had almost every elected official in the city being black, but we never challenged to hold those elected officials accountable for the quality of life of the people who live in those communities. I think the next generation of young people are not just interested in seeing black faces, but are truly interested in seeing a better quality of life for blacks as well.
Now, the board chairman, Julian Bond, says he wants the NAACP to become an aggressive, much more militant organization with increased training and advocacy of its membership. What's being done to accomplish that?
Well, I think that on the national level, the organization is trying to do certain things. One of the things that's necessary for the organization is a long-term strategic plan to ensure that we focus our efforts on those issues that are important to the people that live in our neighborhoods. The next issue is we have 1,700 branches across the country that over the years have been all volunteer. I think now you're seeing units like ours in Oakland where you're trying to hire paid staff to operate the day-to-day operations of the organization. Units across the country have to have paid executive directors, paid staff, paralegals, legal counsel on staff to be able to help those people in the neighborhood and be able to respond in a rapid manner. So it's from taking what used to be a neighborhood organization, a community organization, and really you got to run it like a business or you won't survive.
Bond showed quite a rhetorical flourish this week. He said President Bush had selected nominees from the Taliban wing of American politics. You agree?
No, I don't agree at all. In my community, I'm dealing with 450 black males that were killed by other black males in the last 6 years in Oakland, California. That's what I'm dealing with. And Bill Clinton was president during some of those times, so it didn't matter who the president was. I got to focus on changing the behavior of those who live in my community. I got to try to touch those who don't believe in themselves and try to make them believe in themselves. And beating up on any president, any politician doesn't get it done. There's not a whole lot of people I know that are walking around in my town worrying about what's going on in the White House. They're worrying about how they're going to pay their rent, how they're going to take care of their kids, how they're going to have health care. And these are issues that we must address and work with people on a day-to-day level, face-to-face, all over this country. And our longevity will be based on how we service our customer. When they call the NAACP, will we be there for them? And that's what it's going to boil down to.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Shannon Reeves is president of the Oakland, California chapter of the NAACP.